23 in the Sparrow Songbook. There's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see it afar. Time thou be when there be no more turmoil in life, no more death, and we'll stand there with our loved ones in that bliss presence of the Lord. Amen. Let's just sing that verse once more as Brother Terrence comes to take the prayer request. And you love the Lord this morning?
Amen.
Amen. In the sweet, oh, by and by.
We shall meet on that.
good morning. Glad to see one with us this morning. We have a spring youth banquet coming up. Brother Darrell Ward will be preaching. It's in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. We'll give this to Brother Joe. He is the man to take care of that. Nobody young up here anyway. All of us old people, we can't go. So I don't see nobody young, or either you're too young or you're too old. So it don't matter. Got a few requests here. Brother Mark is still sick at home. For the seventh day in a row, he's still sick. So remember Brother Mark. Also remember Angie Brown has unspoken request. And Brother Dick is down in his back and will not be here today. So remember that as we pray. I know we all have unspoken requests. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for letting us come out this morning. Lord, be with the ones that may be traveling. Wherever they may be today, come down, bless them, be with them and guide them. Be with the sick. Remember Brother Dick. Lord, bless him. And Lord, Sister Angie Brown's unspoken request. And Brother Mark's sick also, Lord. Ones that's been sick. We thank you for taking care of the ones that's been sick. Lord, just continue healing their body. Lord, be with the services here today. Be with the Sunday school classes. Bless him also. And be with Dad. Give him strength. Lord, that we have the right attitude to listen to what's being said also. Forgive us all of our sins. We love you for your many, many blessings. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You be seated.
Sing that verse once more. Oh, Jesus paid it all, and all to him I owe. For sin had left a crimson stain, he washed me white as snow. Amen. We're so thankful for that price that he paid for all of us. Amen. Brother Larry, could you come this morning and take up the tithes and offering? Amen. Let's turn to page 87 in the Spiral Songbook. When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, when the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Oh, when the roll is called up yonder, shall rise and the glory of his resurrection share. When his chosen ones shall gather to their home beyond the sky, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Let us talk of all his wondrous love and care. Then when all of life is over and our work on earth is done, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. And when the trump of the Lord is blown, and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, when the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Are you looking for that? When his chosen ones shall gather to their home beyond the sky, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Oh, when the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, the Lord a hand clap of praise. Amen. I tell you, when that roll call happens, you know how I'll be there? Because I see my name on that Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. And we know we're going to be there. Let's sing that chorus once more as Brother Colley comes for the responsive reading this morning. Oh, when the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder,
yonder I'll be there.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Great time to be gathered together. Amen. Again unto the presence of the Lord. Amen. And ask him just to give us strength.
Yes.
That we may abide.
Right.
And understand to be strong. Amen. We're going to read from Psalm 33, verses 1 through 22. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we're ever grateful and thankful for this opportunity and privilege that you have given unto us to come together to worship. Father, we ask you that we may walk in your way, where it's as straight as the gate and narrow as the way, and few there be that enter in. Lord, but we pray that we will be one of those that is entered into your kingdom. Lord, we ask the blessing power of your word abide us and give us strength that we may continue. We ask you to bless all those in Sunday school classes, Lord, that they may receive a blessing and understanding and grow to be strong in your holy word. We ask you to bless all of us here together in the sanctuary, Father, to touch us and to bless us and give us strength that we may walk on. We ask you to bless Brother Dale in a special way, that as he bring your word this morning, Lord, that it will bless our hearts and understanding. And we ask you to ever guide us and lead us in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Psalm 33. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is commonly for the upright.
Praise the Lord with your heart. Sing to him which is free, and a nation unto his
strength. Sing unto him a new song. Play skillful with a loud noise.
For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth.
He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of goodness of the Lord.
By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the hosts of them by the breath of his mouth.
He gathereth the waters of the sea together as a heap. He layeth up the depth in the storehouses.
Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him.
For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast.
The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect.
The counsel of the Lord standeth forever. The thoughts of his heart to all generations.
Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he has chosen for his own heritage.
The Lord looketh from heaven, and beholdeth all the sons of men.
From the place of his habitation he looketh upon all the inhabitants of the earth.
He fashioned their hearts alike, and considereth all thy works.
There is no king save by the multitude of an host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength.
An horse is a vain thing for safety, neither shall he deliver any by his great strength.
Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy.
To deliver thy souls from death and to keep them alive in famine.
Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield.
For our hearts shall rejoice in him because he hath trusted in his holy name.
Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us according as we hope in thee.
Amen. God bless you. Be seated.
We put our trust in the Lord and not man's inventions, but in all things we put our trust in him. Let's turn to page 190. Sorry. It's not 190. I'm sorry. I got the wrong page number. let's turn to page 152. Calling your name this morning. Amen. He's here to speak to you. Mm-hmm. Oh, when the Savior calls, I will answer. When he calls for me, I will hear. When the Savior calls, I will answer. Somewhere listening for my name. Oh, I'll be right here listening. I'll be right here listening. I'll be right here listening for my name. Oh, I'll be right here listening. I'll be right here listening. I'll be right here listening for my name. If my heart
I'm singing, oh, dear.
for praise. Amen. That's our desire to give, to have joy in our heart, peace, love, and that Holy Spirit in our heart. Amen. Let's change the order of the service as we invite our brother to come out and speak. Are you expecting to receive from the Lord? Amen. You get what you put into it. Amen. Just pull on the word. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Yes, open the eyes of my heart. Oh, I want to see you. Jesus, I want to see you. So open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart, I want to see, amen, I want to see, do you,
to see
you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy,
high
and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Amen. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy. Holy, 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 holy. You love Him. Holy, 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 and I want to see You. Amen and amen and amen. Good to see everybody in the house of the Lord. If you'd like to turn in your scriptures, turn where we've been reading in Ephesians 2. And just remember the announcements and things that was made. And also just keep it in your prayers. The fellowship meeting will be the third Saturday of this month at Brother Pageant's. So remember that. It'll be 3:30. On the third Saturday of this month. If you'd like to go or anything, let us all know. We try to go together. It ain't that far. And we can travel together, whatever we need to do to getting there and back. So just let us know. Amen. Remember that. Remember just to pray that the Lord would guide each and every one of us. Remember the sick among us, because that's the main thing. And keeping Brother Dick still having a lot of problems, so remember that. And remember all the others. Remember the loss of the loved ones and the different things, and just pray that the Lord would bless each one. All right. Any other announcements?
Mother's Day is next Sunday.
Next Sunday is Mother's Day. Okay. We'll try to remember that. And remember now the Father's Day in June, we will be having the together up on the Tugalo State Park. So remember that. You know, if you want to go with us, we're going to be there for a couple of days and having a good time, just fellowshipping together there and all. In this time, it won't be out in the, we're going to have all air-conditioned rooms this time. It won't be some having to sleep out in the tents and all as it was, but we'll try to do that. So if you want to go with us, let us know. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day and your love, Father, and we thank you for everything. And we ask you to just bless us now with your understanding and open our eyes to, Father, to the points that we're trying to be and to where we're trying to follow into thy light and your love, Lord, and to walk into your grace, because that's the greatest of all. Forgive our sins and bless each one. Remember the sick among us, Lord. Remember Brother Addison there, Lord, and just reach down and touch him. Remember Brother Mark and the different ones. There's many, many sicknesses among us. You said you sent your word and healed us, and so we believe it, and we thank you for it.
We love you, and we just commit everything to you now in Jesus' name. Amen. Ephesians 2, verse 5. Even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace you're saved, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Jesus Christ. For by grace are you saved through faith. Now remember what we've been bringing out. Up here he says, by grace you're saved. Okay? That's wonderful. Then he comes down and he adds more into his thought. And he says, for by grace are you saved through faith. He's explaining how you're saved. Right? Now he's expressing or explaining what salvation is. No, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself, is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. You may be seated. The Lord had his blessing to the reading of the word. Now, trying to get, I have a hard way of approaching things, and, you know, I'm sorry, that's just me, but I try to get your thoughts into a channel in the word of God and get you to thinking on that line, just like that point there. See, he says you're saved by faith. All right? But then he comes in adding the point or thought to that you're saved by grace through faith. Okay? Now he's explaining more what he's talking about. Okay? Are you following me? See, then there is something about you to say, well, I'm saved by faith. Well, that's good. Or you say, I'm saved by grace. That's good. But what I like is Paul with the ability to put them both together and expressing what is taking place in your Christian journey that you're taking, because that's what we've been trying to speak about, right? That by grace are you saved. Grace is God's unmerited favor. Okay. Now, are you saved? Through faith. In other words, you're taking a journey. And if you're, we're talking about salvation, we'll get back to these and expressing it. That you can say, the prophet said one day, he said, your salvation lasts as long as your confession. Well, wait a minute now. You don't seem to believe. Well, we'll get on to that when, you know, we're trying to lay a foundation to get to a point. But see, I believe that the Christian journey starts the day you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. All right. Now that starts your Christian journey. Okay. Now, through faith. Okay. Because see, that way then it will keep unfolding and won't stop. And Peter, you know, he says, being born again, what? Not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, how? By the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. All right? So now your Christian journey, you're being born again. It's not just something that we come up, well, I've accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior. You know, and 20 years later you say, well, what's your confession? I accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior. You mean there's been no growth development or anything in your journey? Then I question your journey. I think we ought to question our own journey. If what we have is not growing within us, and has been growing all of our Christian journey, we should question what's taking place. You know, we were discussing this last night, you know, and the Bible study had a good time about it. And see, I was trying to say something about that. See, I believe that if you get something starts in the Christian journey and God begins to unveil himself to you, it'll never stop. It'll keep on going. So then, as I've always taught you, I've always taught this to the church, and believe it. What's my statement? I'd rather go through life seeking God and get down at the end of the journey and find out I had him all the time than to go through life not seeking God and get out the end of the earth and find out I didn't have him. All right? See, then what's wrong? You say, yeah, but if I deny, you know, no, it's not trying to get nobody to deny nothing. You ever talked to a good old Trinitarian? He said, if I deny the Father, then I deny the Son. No, we're not denying nothing. We're just talking about the truth. I believe your salvation begins, but it never ends. And what is my finality in the statement of finishing in it? All right? Your new birth starts with your believing. And your new birth will end when you're in a total glorified condition, body, spirit, and soul. You can truly say then, I'm born again. But you're not saying that you're not born again before then. No, but you're in a journey. And that's why I've tried to say it. See, that it's a journey of revelation. It's a journey of God revealing himself to you. You said, I can't connect my salvation, because that's what we're supposed to be talking on, right? I can't connect my salvation to any revelation the way you seem to talk about, you know, that we need a revelation. Well, I'm not the one that doing the talking. The prophet's the one that said, you know, what is the new birth, Brother Branham? Christ's a mystery. He said it's the revelation of Jesus Christ personally to you. Amen. Well, amen. Now, then it's not to every one of us, you know, as one. We're Gentiles. We're coming in, you know. I was reading this morning where the prophet said everybody must have their own experience. All right? Then I believe. Now listen, I believe, because what I've always tried to teach, I believe is what the Bible teaches, that everybody's new birth is the same. Every baby's born the same. You say, no, this doing it. Well, we're talking about normal babies. We ain't talking about cesareans. We ain't talking about this, that, or the other. We're talking about it in the line of normal birth of a child. It's water, blood, and life. All right, we'll get to that. And I'm asking you, if you would, I've asked you to read it over and over. And then go back to the future home and read it. Start and read about the first 20 pages especially. Because we're going to try to, the Lord Wednesday, Lord, this coming Wednesday, we'll try to move into our thought more, you know, to express what we're talking about. All right. But see, what is faith? You say, well, I've never had a revelation. What did the man say? What did Brother Brown say? The man said, we can't accept revelation. He said, then you can't accept Jesus Christ. Then you don't believe in revelation. You can't be saved. Because the Bible says upon this rock, this revelation, he said he would build the church. Well, it's built on the revelation of Jesus Christ. That's what we were talking about this past Sunday, see. There's no promise in the Bible of the Holy Ghost to come upon you under Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. But under the Lord Jesus Christ, at least you got a promise. Right? See, you've come to a promise, you're putting it to the basis to depend upon what God says about it. All right. So if I can get to a promise, I like that. Okay. But see, now get this point. We'll try to move into the thought. We must accept Jesus Christ as our Savior. All right. But then he must accept us. And that's kind of you know, to people that have not paid attention to those thoughts, you know, it's just a lot of people think salvation is just I accepted Jesus Christ and that's it. Well, now how are you going to put it together with all of the scripture if that is just your thought? Well, what happened, Brother Dale? Well, you ought to remember what happened. Well, I've never had an experience. Well, how many want me to read? And Brother Brown said, ever born again believer must have the experience of the new birth. Well, but I believe Brother Branham. See, that's, we're not talking about evidences. We're not talking about that. I believe God was real before I ever heard of this message. Right? But I don't count none of that as being my experience. Many things happen, but I count none of that as my experience. I have an experience that is word related. So then I don't have to worry about it. See? Those disciples, we'll get to this later in talking about it. Those disciples spent 3.5 years going through justification and sanctification. It wasn't just a haphazard journey. It wasn't just one thing. They all run up to Pentecost and got the Holy Ghost. How come there's only 120 got it? They were the only ones that had come through justification and sanctification. Is that sensible? You'll see that as we relate it together to Jesus and his doing, like I asked them last night about it. See? You gotta have the three stages of grace. Right? But how come Jesus said you gotta be born of water and spirit? That's only two. See, I like to make you think. I like to make you consider something. Because Jesus says you're born of water and the Spirit. Okay? But we believe in justification, sanctification, the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Well, I've always just been taught that all I got to do is believe the prophet. Well, I wasn't the one that taught these things, so I would suggest you listen to the prophet. Is more what I'm saying. You know, to listen to him express what the new birth really is. Now remember, he was born the prophet. Is that right? That didn't make him saved. There must be more to the journey than just to believe. I wasn't him that said, he said, I'd have been saved when I was 12 years old if it hadn't been for that demon hanging there. Now, do we listen to him all what he's saying? You say, yeah, but he was, that's right, he's born a prophet. But there was a lot of those people that were born prophets, especially in that Old Testament group of people, because all of those prophets were born prophets, but none of them had the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Because they never made it to Pentecost. Even the great John the Baptist never made it to the upper room experience. See, the upper room experience is the new birth. Okay. Now, don't you think they had a great understanding of the Word of God? Don't you think that even you get in, I believe it's in Luke, and then especially when you get into the book of Acts, that he opened their understanding of the Scriptures? Well, that's all I I need to get saved? Just get my understanding of the scriptures open. Well, now according to the Bible, go read it. He opened their understanding of the scriptures. He does it there and he comes on back over to the group and opens their understanding of the scriptures. And they're still not saved. They prove they're not saved because they say in Acts 1, are you going to restore the kingdom now to Israel? They didn't know what he was talking about. He said, you don't understand. That's what he was saying about Nicodemus. Nicodemus couldn't understand when Jesus was saying you must be born again. But do you understand what it means? Come on. Do you understand what the new birth is? Well, I just, all I've ever done is just believe the word. Well, that's a good point. But now, as I was quoting there a moment ago about Jesus said, upon this rock, I'll build my church. Upon this revelation. Okay. All right. So we're saved by grace through faith, which is a revelation. You can't be saved according to Patmos Vision. I got these laying here. I read them over and over to you, and they're on the internet, so anybody out there can pull them up and read them. You can't be saved without it being a revelation. Well, I don't understand that, Brother Dale, because I've never got no revelation. Number one, you might not know what you're talking about and trying to understand what you need and what I mean by it or the prophet means by it. Number two, you might not have it. Well, I'll tell you what, I don't like you talk to me like that. You know, my whole life is built on believing Brother Branham was a prophet. Well, I'm reading or quoting to you what your prophet said. I'm quoting the Bible that says you're saved by grace through faith. Well, that's just true believing. That's a good start in the right direction, but it ain't the finish of the story. When it says you're saved by grace through faith, that's not just believing to say, well, I believe it. Well, what else do you think I'm supposed to do? Believe God until God believes you. Right? Is that the best way to say it? Did your prophet teach it that way? You say, I've accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior. He said, but has he accepted you? Well, I didn't know I had to. That's what we were discussing a little last night. See, God winked at ignorance until the truth is presented. But once the truth is presented, we have no right to be ignorant anymore. Faith is a revelation. And you can't be saved without a revelation. I tried my best to explain something, and I'll get back to it more than it. I've never attempted to explain a lot about my experience, but I tried to a little bit last night. You see, if you don't have a revelation, you don't have the new birth. I'll tell you what. You sure are a poor preacher to us. Well, I tell you what, too. I'd rather go and face you at judgment on the basis of me trying to tell you the truth than have to face you there when I wouldn't tell you the truth. I get so tickled at these preachers. They say, boy, it's hard being a preacher. It ain't hard to preach like most people preach. You just believe the message. You're on your way to heaven. Everything's took care of. Glory, hallelujah. Make sure you pay your tithe. Right? It's hard to preach the truth. It's easy to preach a lie. There's no problem with preaching a lie. But it's hard to preach the truth, to get the truth settled down into our hearts and lives, to where we won't argue back with it. Well, Brother Dale, I didn't know we had to have. How long have you been in this church? Because this is what I've taught for nearly 50 years. I've taught it this way and I believe it. You got to have a definite experience of justification. The disciples did. You got to have a definite experience of sanctification. The disciples did. And by only of those two things being in manifestation in their lives, could they qualify for going to the upper room to receive the experience. Well, you sound like you mean it. I need to be justified, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. I thought that that was what it was. Some of you come from Pentecost, us Baptists and things. We didn't teach about justification, sanctification, baptism with the Holy Ghost, right? We didn't even know the words. We just believed. We got it all when we believed. I accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior, and you can't tell me I ain't saved. I'm not trying to tell you you're not saved. I'm trying to tell you you're lost. Solves the problem, doesn't it? You see, maybe that's why that, okay, go on. Being born again, it means a process is taking place. Right? You're in a journey. And in that journey, you're traveling. The journey is a journey by faith. Or you're saved by grace, but it's through faith. Now I'm going to say it this way, but I hope you'll keep it in line of thought. It's really not to just say by faith, but that's true. That's all right. We'll go along with it. But just remember, it's not just by faith. Well, I'm saved by faith. I'm saved by grace through faith. If my journey of a Christian stops, I prove I never was right to start with. That's all I've tried my best to say to you. All I've ever tried to say to you, if you started out believing and you quit believing, what happened? Because it's not supposed to be that way. Right? A child is born into the world and it starts a journey of living. If it stops, it dies. Well, is there any problem with your prophet then saying? He said, people use the word salvation so loosely. In other words, until he said, you say, well, I'm saved. What? I tell you what, I'm saved. I believe I'm saved. And the evidence I'm saved is I believe the message. Well, let me ask you this question in a simple matter, but yet, what did you believe before you heard the message? I had great experiences and things happening and great understanding before I heard of the message. I've tried to teach you those things and get you to understand. There was a lot of people had a lot of understanding of the Word of God before the prophet ever came on the scene. He didn't start a lot of the doctrines that everybody thinks. See, Azusa Street were Pentecostals, but yet they believed in the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And they didn't ever one come up. That's why you got your onenesses, your two-nesses, and your this, that, or the other, because of the way some of them believed and some stopped in their believing. Well, what if you stop in your believing? I'm just trying to be sensible to get you to think about it. Do you know you're born again? Well, I know I've done everything I can do. Let's remember last Sunday when Cain, what did he say? Brother Branham said, Cain said, I've done all I'm going to do. You take it or leave it. Well, we know what happened. That was where he made his worst mistake, right? Because God didn't take it. Well, I believe God. I believe God, and I've tried to live a good life. Amen. Thank God. But show me where a good life is for your salvation. I thought it was an outward work. I thought works and good things and doing right was an outward work of an inward work that had taken place. Well, I didn't know I needed to be saved. I thought I was saved. Well, do you know you're saved? Come on. Do you really know whether you're saved or not? And what basis do you put it? I put it on believing the prophet. Now, wait a minute. Let's get what the prophet said the evidence of the Holy Ghost was. What? He said whether or not the Spirit, now he used it in different ways and brought it around. Okay. But what did he say that the Lord straightened him out in a vision about it? And what did he say? So that's the last one and it finished. What? Whether or not the Spirit in you agrees with the Word. He didn't say whether or not the Spirit in you agreed with the Word. Agrees, which means never stops. Being born again means you started a journey and you never stop. Growing in grace and knowledge means that you're just in that journey as you're traveling. I'm trying to get you to just think. Well, I don't like the way you do it, because you just put it to work. It seems like I just don't have no hope. I would to God I could preach it that hard. I would to God I could preach it so hard that everybody in this building and me myself would fall on our knees and cry out unto God and try to get an answer from Him. This is not to play purties and go to, brother so-and-so. He's so sweet. Well, go with him. Ain't got no problems. I didn't invite you here, and I didn't say that wrong now. People are welcome to come here, but I didn't go out and get nobody. And they some been here that's been with me for 40 years or around me at least. They know I ain't never tried to do no but one thing. I've screamed and hollered about salvation all of these years. Amen. But what do you teach your children? Well, Brother Dale don't understand. He's a little hard. Yeah? He's a little stern about it. Well, that may be true. But is it the truth what I say? Do you teach your children you need to be born again? Or is it like that I've always said to you about the she-bears that ate up the children with Elisha? You know why they ate up the children? Because the children sat down and listened, and mom and daddy was sitting at the table, and they were saying, why don't old bald head go on up and get to heaven and get away and leave us alone? And them children just went out and said what mom and daddy did and got ate up. Oh, well, I don't like that. Good. See you later. I'm serious. This is not trying to build anything, a kingdom or anything. It's trying to see whether or not we're born again. Well, Brother Dale, I like it when you're on the seals and the plagues. Hey, I thought this was the seals and the thing. I thought salvation was the only thing we had. That's the only doctrine I know. The seals is just a part of your journey. It was part of Brother Branham's journey. He started, then he went into this and went into that. And he just kept the message just kept unfolding to him. I thought that was what was supposed to happen to me and you. But I don't understand that. Well, you know, you're going to face Brother Branham about it, not me. See, I mentioned 70 weeks of Daniel and people just... I wasn't the one that said in that book. He said, if you don't understand this Daniel 70 weeks, you will not understand the seals. It's in the book. Read it. Well, I don't have to understand that. Well, I didn't say you did. But what if you do? I thought that the prophet said the bride was to be delivered of a new birth from according to Malachi 4. So if she's to be delivered of a new birth according to Malachi 4, then that's not no childish doctrine. It would be the entire message of Malachi 4 that we are to believe that God can bring it forth. What about it? Well, you sound like it. I need to do something. And all I've been taught all of my life is just believe. Well, let me ask you one question. What have you been taught to believe? Oh. We've been taught to believe Brother Branham was a prophet. Amen. Why is everybody falling away now? Why are they leaving it? Why are the ones that brought you into the message or maybe are leaving it? Evidently something was went wrong. See, faith is a revelation. You need me to read these to you? Faith, your prophet said, is a revelation. It's a revelation of Jesus Christ personally to you. Like I said, the disciples went 3.5 years with the Lord Jesus teaching them the message. Right? And then they went to the upper room. What if they had not had the 3.5 years prior? Why was they not 4,000 in the upper room? Why was they not at least, what does the scriptures tell about? He was seen of over 500 brethren or something like that after his resurrection. Why didn't they make it to the upper room? Right? Come on, I'm quoting scripture. He was seen of more than 500 brethren, and he calls them brethren, which means believers. But they evidently didn't believe enough to make it to the upper room. See? You cannot be saved without a revelation. Because the new birth is a revelation. The birth of the word, the prophet says, spoken word original seed, is the new birth. The birth of the word. There's your new birth. Well, I just talked to this. The words you get the thoughts from. Well, I just don't know what you're talking about. I'll just go somewhere else where I can understand. May the Lord be with you and me too. But that's as honest as I can be. I believe the new birth is the birth of the word. What do you believe? Well, it's just, I just believe God. Well, I thought God was the Word. So don't play games with me. You're just trapping your own self. You're running around and around. If the new birth is a birth of the Word and God is the Word, what is Brother Dale talking about? What is your prophet talking about? He said, if your salvation, your believing stops, he said, then you lost your salvation. Well, I can't believe that because I believe once saved, always saved. Well, that's good Baptist. Have you taught your children salvation? Do they know what it is to be saved? Well, maybe mom and daddy don't know no more than to just say, I believe. Well, what do you believe? I'm kind of like that fellow was, and he's baptizing him, and he kept saying, do you believe? And he put him down, brought him up. You believe? Put him down, brought him up. You believe? He got another hand. Hold it, man. I believe you're trying to drown me. See, you can get a believer out of something in a hurry. Right? But what do you believe? But I don't need to know these things. I'm just simple, Brother Dale. There's a lot of difference in being simple and stupid. But they do go in the same category. But just think about it now. What I've been driving at, and then we'll pick up later to try to get into more interesting points of talking about justification, sanctification, the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And to try to find out if we've ever experienced those things. Have you ever had an experience of justification? Would you know what it is if you'd ever had it? If it ain't taught to you, how do you know what it is? If it ain't been taught to you, how do you know what it is? Yeah. Have you ever went to a preacher and said, what in the world are you talking about? We had one sister here for years, and I asked her one day, she went to another church, you know, and it didn't bother me, no. I was friends with her, and I asked her, I said, what does Brother So-and-so preach on the soul? She said, I don't know, ain't never heard him say it. I mean, you go to a message church for years and know nothing about a soul. You know nothing about salvation. You know nothing about being born again. What's wrong? But yet you know everything else. Right? You know everything else. But what if your children ask you, said, what is salvation? Could you express it to them? Could you explain salvation to an 8, 10, 12, 14-year-old child? Well, just believe the Lord. That's all it is, just believe the Lord. I said, yeah, but Brother Dale's talking about something else. Because he seems to be talking about more than just believing. What's he talking about? You see, that's why I'm not accepted at that basis. I don't preach like the other preachers. All the others, what do I mean saying all of them? They're saying most of them, they preach what? Don't do this, do that. Don't do this, don't do that. Just do this. Believe this, accept that. That wasn't what I asked. in the Bible there, they said, what must we do to be saved? Well, just believe Brother Brown was a prophet. Believe the word. I know I shouldn't say a lot of things, but I'm here as a human being too. We send our children to places and they hear doctrines taught. Do we correct the doctrines when they come back home? That's all I'm asking you. You hear doctrines taught, and some of you have come and told me that they did teach them things. And, you know, maybe the kids talking, okay? Let your kids talk back. Tell them the truth. And tell them to tell them the truth. Let them solve it. It might be like one sister said one time, she'd been at a meeting and all, and they said something, and this said she'd been out there talking a good bit, and this feller, he said, I know where you go to church. He said, you do? He said, yeah, you go to Brother Dale's in Lula, Georgia. He said, because I can hear him talking through what you're saying. Well, isn't that a wonderful situation? That we could have the answer to a lot of questions that people have, that our children. And it's not based upon what they just believe it. I've never had a revelation, you'll say, Brother Dale. Well, what's wrong with you? You mean God has never spoke to you, has never revealed nothing to you? Come on, it don't have to be a great thing, sisters. Come on. All it can be is just you don't need to, you ain't supposed to cut your hair. That's a revelation. Now, whether you believe it or not, that's how simple I teach. Because why do you have to tell the women that it's wrong to cut their hair, wear their pants, and do this, that, and the other? When your prophet said you didn't have to once they got born again. Well, why don't we get them born again? Well, now, Brother Dale, they're from around here. Yeah, and I'm not a dummy. I can look at hair cuts. Hair don't grow straight across in the back. Okay? If I was you, I'd wise up a little bit. Okay? Now, come on. If I was you, I'd wise up a little bit. If my daughter wanted to have her hair cut, she'd have it cut in a V. She wouldn't have it cut straight across. Because when you're cutting it straight across, it automatically admits you cut it. At least you can lie a little bit. And let them cut it at an angle. Brother Dale, you're stupid. I agree with you. But it's better than to be so silly. Right? What about it? What is your revelation? Have you ever had a revelation of anything? Come on, is that what the prophet said? Did he tell the story about the man that went everywhere trying to find Christ? He had the plat, you know, he read about it, where will you spend eternity or something. And he went everywhere trying. He went to oil robbers. He went to all of them. Yeah. You come back to Brother Brandon, what did Brother Brandon say? You had it all the time. Said, because when you picked up that track, you made a decision. Well, do you believe your prophet? He said that was the salvation. What if your salvation is based upon what you believe? I believe it is now. I'm not questioning myself or the prophet or the Bible. I'm questioning you. What is your revelation? Could you explain one God to somebody without saying the prophet said? Right? Now, come on. You don't throw me wrong. I throw back at you. Don't start stuff on me like, well, you don't believe the brother. I believe more than you think about Brother Branham. But you see, I sit and look and read. Sitting yesterday and sitting this morning reading where the prophet said, it's not what you do. It's not what these things are. He said, it's not how good you are. And that's why I've conned that phrase. Brother Dale, you don't want us to live good. No, won't you get born again? After on the internet you hear that and you say, well, Brother Dale don't believe in living good. Now you lied. I didn't say that. I believe in getting born again. See? Then I believe in being born again. That journey just starts when you start your believing. But what's wrong with the most of people is what your prophet said. When you stop believing, you lose your confession, you lose your salvation. Right? But you see, can they take a Trinity and deprogram you? Well, you know what? The new birth, then, if that can't be done, the new birth has something to do with the revelation of God's word to you. I was reading one I've got laying here where Brother Brown says, the only way you can be a son or daughter of God is by a revelation given unto you, which is a birth. We claim to be his children, but know nothing about what he taught us. Go ahead. But see, it'll all be going to be over pretty quick because we know we can't keep on the way we're going. I ain't never made no dates, ain't never set none, never worried about it. But there's one thing for sure, it's going to be over with. And we're going to face our Maker. And I ain't going to face him with the blood of any of you onto me that won't tell you the truth about it. Don't try to convince me you're born again. Because that wouldn't help. You got me convinced. That wouldn't help nothing. A revelation. Brother Brown said it's got to be revealed to you. He said, the only way you can be saved is by revelation. Well, what do you mean? We come up to the altar, Brother Dale, and we cried and we prayed. Now listen, church, this is how simple we're going to try to have to make it. Your salvation didn't start up here at the altar. Now, come on, don't misquote me on the quotes. Now, I can quote too, but don't do that. Take what I'm saying. You leave the seat and you come to the front and you get prayed for. Your salvation didn't begin here. It begun back there. Because there's where you made your decision. Right? Your decision was made when you stood up. Brother Brown said, raising your hand. He said, it's impossible to raise them without some spirit moving it. See, your salvation began maybe in the middle of the night last night as you were thinking about, where am I saved or not? There's where it began. Come on, because the prophet, how did he explain it? When you get up and start towards the front, he said right there's where it was at because you made your decision. The other is manifestation and things happening through your journey. Yes, right. Do you really have the new birth? Well, Brother Dale, I have to agree that it don't go along with everything you say. Well, now, what did I say? If I said what the prophet said and the Bible said, we ain't got no argument. Because you're on wrong ground trying to talk to me that way. If I got it in the Word and got it in the prophet's message, don't try to get me to change it. But don't you think, no. Don't have no thoughts. Well, could it be, Brother Dale, that we've all this time we've tried to, and Brother Branham wasn't really a prophet? Is that what you're saying, or what is your point? Is your salvation based purely upon Brother Branham was a prophet? Or was it based on the Lord Jesus Christ and salvation? Which one? You know, you try to put everything, and I'm putting as honest as I can be, you try to put everything up on what you believe. But what do you believe? You believe today and tomorrow you don't believe? As I said, we'll finish this journey probably 20 messages from now. But my whole point is one thing. You realize we're showing what we are. We're producing what we are. We're showing the world what we are. Maybe that's why your children don't want the message. Oh. Now, you shouldn't talk like that now. Why? Well, you don't never do nothing wrong? Yeah, I do a lot wrong. What do you got it? What are you trying to make it on? Yeah. Well, maybe the children don't want the message we claim because we don't present it correctly. We're making it a book of rules or an idea or a thought like that. Right. Instead of making it a revelation of Jesus Christ. Because that's what I told them last night, and I mean it. I don't care what they prove. Brother Branham was wrong here. Brother Branham was this. Brother Branham was married 10 times. Brother Branham was all this, that, and the other. I don't care. Amen. Because the message he brought has brought me to Christ. Amen. What about you? Are you willing to put it that away? Well, Brother Dale, I'm not quite that strong because Brother So-and-so said Brother Branham was wrong here and I can't disprove it. Well, so what? They said Jesus was wrong. But Jesus brought God to a human element to where he could make a sacrifice for you and I to where we could live a Christian life. I thought that's what the prophet was trying to do. Not to try to make us a bunch of good people or this, that, or the other, but to make us born again Christians. Amen. That love the Lord Jesus in our heart and don't matter what anybody else says about it. Right. Well, you sound like you don't know where Brother Brown is true or not. That's up to you. I don't have no problems. My answer is my answer. I don't care what they can say. I appreciate that Baptist preacher that led me to Jesus Christ and I was in the Baptist church. What about you? I went back and thanked them fellers for helping me. You ever done that? I'm talking about some of them preachers I sat under. I thanked them for helping me. Some that's been in this message that's turned me out and kicked me away and everything else. I've went to them and said, thank you for helping me. Have you got enough salvation to do that? I ain't going to thank that brother. He run me out of the church. Thank God for running me out of the church. Right? No, I don't understand you. See, that's what I mean. You don't understand me because you don't understand salvation. You got salvation based on some kind of goody-goodies and this, that, or the other instead of putting it on the truth of the word. I have no problems with the Pope of Rome. Brother Brown said, I'll call him my brother. He said, this ain't going to kiss his toe. He said, I'll call him brother. Blessed God, I ain't calling that Pope no brother. Well, you're not saved. Oh. Because salvation puts Christ in you that overlooks what everything else is. How can your testimony win the Pope as to try to be a Christian if you don't give him some opportunity? Oh. Oh. I thought we were to show you Christianity. That's what I said. That's 20 sermons down the road. I thought our life was to show Christianity to the world. Maybe that's why some of you, your wives and your husbands and your families don't want the message. You shouldn't talk like that, Brother Dale. Well, I don't have to worry about it. It's not that I've been that good about it, and it's not my wife been that good about it, but all of our children are sitting here today. Where's yours? Now you're hurting feelings. Praise God I hurt your feelings. You'll do something about it. If I don't hurt your feelings, you'll go on to say, well, I'm goody-goody. I'm this, that, or the other. I've done the best I can do. You ain't done the best you can do, and I didn't do the best I could do. Right? Well, I tried my best to teach the children this message. Yeah, you sit at home and teach the children about the message. Oh, we're not supposed to get that away, Brother Dale. You sit at home and try to tell them how good the message is. You're a lying hypocrite. Now that's more than being lost. Brother Dale, you just called me a hypocrite and a liar. Amen. Is it true? Like I said about Elisha. Them kids heard that from somebody. And they went out there and got killed. They already took the mamas and daddies out and fed them to the bears. Come on. It's time to either start living a Christian life and being with Christ, or just quit. Right? Just quit. Well, you don't want to run people off. I didn't run you in. I ain't trying to run nobody off. You just don't understand me. I'm trying to save you. I was looking back here and I see some things and happening around here, and a certain little old sister is sitting here today, and she quit coming to church, and her two kids told her, said, Mama, they're not preaching what them are up there at Lula. We need to get back to Lula. Well, you know what? They're back in Lula now. Thank you, boys. Keep telling Mama what to do. Oh, because that's going to hurt her. Oh, boy, is this here? Yep. That ain't hurt her. Because they told her the truth. Bless God, you ain't going to tell me that I do wrong, kids. Why not if you're wrong? Come on. What are you talking about? I'm talking about one thing. Salvation is a journey. It starts, but it'll never end until we walk out of this world. And when we walk out of this world, it will be just the beginning. That's how wonderful I think. This message has brought Jesus Christ off the pages of the book. I read the book. I could quote you the book. I could quote them the book. I did. I stayed in trouble all the time because I just tell people what the book said. Well, I thought we're supposed to believe the book and what the book said. Why did your prophet say it that way? He said, you don't have to tell a woman that's wrong to cut her hair or wear pants or whatever. Which one is, I know there's a direct quote to one part of it. You don't have to tell a woman. Why? Because come on, church. And you women, you just sit down and grin for a little bit and think about it. You don't have to tell you that it's wrong to do. You know better. Okay, let's get on the other side. Hey, brothers, how about it? You know better. Well, Brother Dale, I just don't like you. I never have liked myself, let alone liking anything else. But is it the truth of what I've said? That's all I'm asking you. Salvation, according to Jonah, what is it, 2:9, I believe that's right. Salvation is of the Lord. We're talking about salvation. Salvation is deliverance. Salvation is a journey. We started our journey when we started believing the Word of God. And that journey brought us. Now you can sit back and look at it and think about it. We'll go through some of these and look where you come from to bring you into the message. And to think what a gracious God we have that would drop all the way down to where we're at. May I say it this way, without you getting offended? There is no grace in a prophetic message. Now listen to what I'm saying and don't just misunderstand it. All right? There's no grace in a prophetic message. It is law because it's the word that says do or don't do. Bring that prophet with his message to the New Testament. And it becomes grace. But not disgrace. Right? Come on, how many of you remember back about probably 70, somewhere in there? They started out about, you know, that Brother Branham was an Old Testament prophet in a New Testament age. How many of you remember that? Well, boy, that'd be something. That's what I told him. I said, I told him just what I said just then. I said, boy, ain't that something? He's an Old Testament prophet, so there ain't no grace in anything he says. Because he's a law teacher if he's a prophet of the Old Testament. You better get him in the New Testament where you're at. And you get him where you're at, then you can claim salvation. And you'll understand. Come on, musicians. Anybody got any thoughts about what I say? I'll be glad to sit in the office and listen to you. Huh? Be glad for you to tell me where I'm wrong, but you tell me if I'm wrong about salvation. You tell me I'm wrong about the things that I believe that the prophet of God taught us. He's the one that taught us that we're in a journey, traveling through life. He's the one that taught us that we're saved by grace through faith. And as long as that salvation is a correct confession, then it'll work. But if not, it'll stop. Well, I always thought that once saved, always saved. That's true if you're once saved. If you're once truly saved, you're always saved. That's true. But if you're not saved, better find a way of salvation. Okay? What do you think about it? Well, I think, Brother Dale, I'm massively confused. Good. That gives you something to pray about. I just don't understand you. Well, good. That'll give you something to pray about. And while you're praying about that, pray for me, okay? Because contrary to what you're thinking is, I don't want nobody to be lost. And I don't care who they are. I want them saved. I would to God the devil could be saved. And I don't hate him that way. It's kind of hard to listen to the prophet sometimes, isn't it? You know, the prophet, how did he state it about the devil? He's the best friend we got. Paraphrasing it, right? But that's right, isn't it? Devil's the best friend we got. You know why? Because he's going to get on our back, and he's going to beat us to death, and he's going to do all kind of things. Yeah, but he ain't my buddy. No, he ain't my buddy, but he's doing a good job trying to line us up. Right? Well, you love the devil? No, don't love the devil. But he's a mighty good devil, and he's doing his job. What are we going to do? Bless God, devil, I ain't going to listen to you. Well, where are we at? Go ahead, brother. Let's stand together. You say, I don't understand what you're saying. All right, we'll take it up.
We find many people.
We'll take it up to the Lord willing Wednesday. We'll try to drop back to where we everyone live at. And start with a simple plan of salvation. Let's see if we can be saved. Let's see if we are saved.
Like heaven to me.
Oh, this is
like heaven to me. I crossed over Jordan to Canaan's fair land, and this is like heaven to me. Oh, when I get happy, I sing and I shout.
Do you?
Devil, don't believe it, I see. But I'm filled with the Spirit, there isn't a doubt, and this is like heaven to me.
Just don't let our believing stop, Lord.
This is like heaven to me. This is like heaven to me.
Let me go through the journey.
I've crossed over Jordan to Canaan's fair land.
I've been traveling in this journey
this
quite a while.
This is like heaven to me.
Just carry me on, Lord.
Oh, this is like heaven to me.
Yes,
this is like heaven to me. I've crossed over Jordan to Canaan's fair land,
and
this is like heaven to me. We find many people who can't understand why
they can't understand
so
how we can be what we are.
I've crossed over Jordan to Canaan's
and
fair land,
talk the way we talk.
And this is like heaven.
They can't understand
to me.
Us.
Oh, this
but
is
God
like heaven
it.
To me. Oh, this is like heaven to me. I've crossed over Jordan
just
to
find
Canaan's
out whether you're saved
land,
or not.
And this is like heaven to me.
Just find out whether you're saved or not. And if you're concerned about it, then pray about it. Why would you be concerned? Well, Brother Dale, you just sound like you're trying to make us all lost. I wish I could. Then we can do something about it. Then we can do something about it. We can get serious. Father, we thank you for today, and all I can say is, Lord, I know I said it wrong. I know I said what I shouldn't have said and ought to have said other things. But there's one desire in my heart, Lord, and that's for all of us to come to the basis of realizing whether we're saved or whether we're lost. And that way we can do something about it. We won't be blaming everybody else. It won't be everybody else's fault. It'll be our own fault. Lord, you just pour out upon us the things that are needed to bring us to that basis, to understand you in your ways. We love you and we thank you. In Jesus' name. You're dismissed.
Canaan's fair land, and this is like heaven to me. Oh, this is like heaven to me, praise God. This is like heaven to me. I've crossed over Jordan to Canaan's fair land, and this is like heaven.